This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. We continue today with our study of the topic, God Means What He Says. We'll base this upon 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 4 to 10, in which the Apostle Peter makes clear that God did not spare the angels when they sinned, or the ancient world in the days of Noah when they sinned, nor the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah when they sinned. And he draws a conclusion for us that we should therefore not expect that God will deliver us or save us when we live lives of rebellion against God's sacred word. God is not a liar. He means what he says. We can depend upon it. If there is anything in all of this world upon which we can depend, it is the fact that God means just exactly what he says. And he's gone to a great deal of trouble to tell us during the long period of the Old Testament that he does mean what he says. Just at the end of last time, I had called your attention to 1 Chronicles chapter 15, where we have the account of Uzzah being killed by the Lord. You'll remember that God had given instructions as to how the Ark of the Covenant was to be moved. There was a ring in each of the four corners. A stave or a stick was to be put through the rings on each side and was to be carried from place to place as it was transported by the Levites. No one else was to have anything to do with it. But you remember that the Philistines had captured it, and then David led Israel to the defeat of the Philistines and had recaptured the Ark of the Covenant from them. There remained the problem of how to get the Ark of the Covenant back to the land of Israel. Now, of course, God had given instructions already as to how it was to be done, but David was not aware of it, and he did not ask. He did not go to the will of God to inquire, how did God tell us to move it, if indeed he did. So he had a new cart made. Many people would say this was certainly commendable of David, wanting to serve God, wanting to do the very best. But because he neglected to find out that God had spoken, as they went along the way and the oxen stumbled and it appeared that the Ark of the Covenant might fall, Uzzah put forth his hand to stay it. And because he was not a man who was qualified to do so, the Lord destroyed him in that moment. Now there is a great warning for all men in all ages in this particular case. It is that God means what he says, even when it may seem to be very insignificant to us. Every instruction of God becomes significant because it shows our attitude. It shows whether or not we're willing to respond to God in the way he has instructed us to. And so the instruction in the first Chronicle letter, first book of Chronicles, and the 15th chapter in the case of Uzzah makes clear to us that God means what he says in regard to warnings. Now we turn briefly to the fact that God means what he says in regard to promises. You remember in the New Testament, Jesus said, "He that cometh to me, I shall in no wise cast out." There's no one that obeys the Lord that will be cast out or will be rejected. But remember the promise that God made to Noah, even though it no doubt was very foolish in the eyes of the people of his day. Nevertheless, the Bible makes clear in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 21, as well as in the chapters 6 through 9 in the book of Genesis, that God was faithful to his promise to save Noah. And he and his family were saved through the flood because they obeyed the instructions in the building of the ark and the living of a righteous life. The case of Lot being saved from Sodom. God told him he was to destroy the city and that Lot and his family should leave it. And even though his wife was turned into a pillar of salt because she turned back in violation of God's instructions, Lot and his daughters were saved from the city. The case of the brazen serpent, when the people of Israel had been bitten and many of them died. When Moses made intercession for the people, God told him to make a serpent of brass, to put it on the pole, and it would come to pass that whoever looked upon it would be saved from the snake bite. God was faithful to his promise. None who by faith looked upon that serpent died of the serpent bite. The case of the blind man in John 9. Jesus said to him, after he had spat upon the ground and made clay of the spittle and anointed his eyes with it, "Go to the pool of Siloam and wash." And the man went and washed, and the Bible says, came seeing. In other words, God was faithful to his promise.